Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Nandini Pookan, the founding principal at Nandini Pookan Architects, a New York City-based architecture and design firm working with government agencies, corporations, community organizations, and individuals to create environments that are attractive, economical, and sustainable. And Nandini, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So you've been working in architecture for over three decades. How did you become interested, first of all, in architecture, and what led you to opening your own firm back in 1998?
Well, growing up, I loved to draw and paint, but I also loved math and science. And architecture seemed like just the natural choice for me, as, you know, it has a little bit of both. And over the years, I've just been increasingly fascinated with architecture because, you know, it takes a program and things that are very utilitarian to create works of art. And I graduated from the School of Planning and Architecture in New Delhi with my bachelor's degree. And then I worked with an architect in Mumbai called Charles Kuria, who's a very well-known architect. And then after about a year, I came here to the U.S. To do my graduate studies at MIT. And then coincidentally, after I graduated, Charles Kuria was designing the Indian mission to the UN in New York. And so I worked with him on that. And then in 1998, a collector and of 19th century photographs in India, for whom I had done some work, was opening a gallery and archive in New York City, and he asked me to design it, and that's how I started my firm.
Such an interesting backstory there, and what prompted you to owning your own firm and opening your own firm, back in 1998, a lot of connections, and I'm sure you have so much to share in those regards. Now, today, the Nandini Pookan Architects team works across the transportation, healthcare, residential, commercial, community, and government sectors on projects, including the new LaGuardia Airport Terminal B, Victoria Memorial Hospital, and the Brooklyn Bridge Montgomery Coastal Resiliency Project, just to name a few. What is your approach to solving critical design challenges?
Well, as you said, we are working on all of these different sectors, and I consider myself very lucky because these are big projects with big teams. And so we have also learned a lot from all these different collaborations. But from the very beginning, you know, we approach every project, regardless of scale or type, primarily as a design problem. So there is the technical and programmatic requirements on the one hand, then there's budget and schedule, but in the end, the architect has to pull all this together to create a work that is cohesive and really, you know, elevate it to a work of architecture rather than just a building. And so all of these sectors have a very specific technical and programmatic challenges. And there are firms that specialize in this. And as projects have become more complex, there are more specialists and stakeholders involved. And so what we believe we bring is, I think the challenging part is to bring all this together, bring all these different perspectives together, and to create a synergy in the work of architecture that in the end is more than just the sum of their parts.
So the projects you've been working on and have accomplished is quite impressive. The list is long, and really an honor to have you on the program representing your firm, Nandini Pookan Architects, there in New York. Now, also, what sectors have been most affected by the pandemic, and how has the pandemic affected design practices from what you've seen?
Well, you know, clearly sectors like hospitality, healthcare, the food industry, you know, for which working remotely was not an option, were affected the most by the pandemic. I think for most of us in the design industry, it was not as devastating as we were able to continue our work remotely. Even going to the site in the beginning, you know, it was limited, or we quickly learned to do meetings virtually using cameras and videos and so on. But I think one of the things that we learned from the pandemic is that it just made all of us kind of hit the pause button, you know, on our busy lives. And many of us are still trying to work out all the life-work balance. And for us, as a small firm, we actually were able to come back to the office like in the summer. Initially, we were actually surprised how easy it was to work remotely and collaborate. But after a while, we really missed the face-to-face interactions. And so now we have a little bit of a hybrid arrangement where we are coming to the office, but there is much more flexibility and people work from home one or more days a week.
Yeah, the pandemic has certainly changed the way we live and do business, and it will be interesting to see where we're at 5 years from now. Today, we're joined by Nandini Pookan, the founding principal at Nandini Pookan Architects, a New York City-based architecture and design firm, and she's joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how has the architecture industry and the role of the architect changed over the past decade? Where do you see it going in the future? Talk to us about that from what you've experienced.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest change in our industry over the past decade has been driven by climate change and the need to reduce our environmental footprint through more sustainable and resilient design. Since Hurricane Sandy hit New York City in 2012, we have worked on several projects that address resiliency. As you had mentioned earlier, we are currently working on the Brooklyn Bridge Montgomery Coastal Resiliency Project, which is part of the larger resiliency project for Lower Manhattan, which, as you know, was really affected by Hurricane Sandy. And I think in the end, sustainable design is going to be front and center going forward because, you know, right now buildings account for about 40% of greenhouse gas emissions. But in New York City, where we are based, buildings account for almost 70% of greenhouse gas emissions. So reducing those emissions in buildings is a priority in meeting the goals of New York City's Climate Mobilization Act, which is a very ambitious plan that we have here, which aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 80% by 2050. So I think energy performance of buildings will be very important in the design process going forward, right from the beginning, from conceptual design throughout the life of the building. So I think that is what we'll be focusing on in the future.
Certainly appreciate your thoughts in those regards. Some interesting information referring to the future and what is what folks are looking to accomplish to be sustainable and economically, as well as to be better in the green department. Now, here's another question for you. When is the right time to bring an architect on a project, and how can companies and decision makers find an architect to meet their needs and goals?
You know, I always say that bringing in an architect early in the process can help the client to avoid a lot of mistakes down the line. And I think most architects, at least we provide this kind of pre-design service when somebody is considering a project or buying a piece of land or thinking of buying a building, that we can quickly do an analysis of the zoning or the code requirements and can advise the client on what can be built on a piece of land or how building area can be maximized for a particular block and lot. We also have, we are able to bring in engineers and other professionals. Like, for example, if there is asbestos in a building, and that could be quite costly, so we can bring somebody to do testing and so on. We also have contractors we work with who can come in and advise them. So I recommend, bringing in an architect early. And then to answer the second part of your question, where you said how can a client find an architect, most of our work is through word of mouth and, past clients. And I think that's maybe true of many architects. So I think the other thing is that I think the client and the architect work very closely for any work of architecture. And really, it's the credit of a good work of architecture goes to both. So I think it's really worth it spending some time finding the right architect for you. So I think most architects have robust websites. So that's the first step. And then I think it's worth it meeting with some architects and talking to them and perhaps even talking to their previous clients.
Certainly do appreciate the response, and there's a lot you can learn and can apply to any industry per your response there. First of all, having a robust website, providing proper and good information, good communication, as well as the face-to-face interview, wherever that would apply and if it would apply. So this is some really good stuff. Again, thank you so much for your response and for joining us here today and for what you do in your industry as well. Where can listeners get all the details on your firm, Nandini Pookan Architects, there in New York, and the best place or method to be in touch?
Well, we have a website, which is nandinipookan.com. I think, and from there, they can contact us. We are here. You can call us anytime. And we are always happy to help in any project, big or small.
And of course, Nandini, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to make it easy and convenient for the listeners as well. Nandini, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome and certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Nandini Pookan, the founding principal at Nandini Pookan Architects. Again, a New York City-based architecture and design firm working with government agencies, corporations, community organizations, and individuals to create environments that are attractive, economical, and sustainable. And for all the details, visit nandinipookan.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.